Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone now, Bill Conklin, who is Managing Director of the Ingham County Road Commission. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to think who's been busier than you the last two or three days.
Probably not too many folks. We had a pretty heavy storm to clean up, but we're making good progress on it. The guys are still working late tonight on it.
Well, and I know my subdivision got plowed out today, and I'll be getting the residual at the end of my driveway this evening, but I am thankful. I'm not one of those who complains about that. I am thankful. Part of the problem with this snow as compared to the snow storm we had, the snowpocalypse, if you will, in January, was the kind of snow. And explain to us how that makes a difference.
Yeah, this was a much heavier snow, and it got kind of packed down so that we had a rather heavy underpack. And then last night we had a little more accumulation and some blowing, so that hampered our efforts to where we had to get back out on our main roads this morning, which took us away from continuing to clean up subdivisions this morning.
Well, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, that was basically it. So, yeah, it was a very heavy storm. The temperature and the freezing rain was such that the snow was very heavy, very slow going for our trucks, a lot of underpack. Then we had some really cold temperatures after that, and it took a while for the salt to crack the underpack. And so we had pretty much everything working against us, whereas the last storm was a little bit drier, lighter snow, didn't have the underpack. And it went a lot faster for us.
And the temperatures, does that make a difference in the kind of snow that's falling and so forth as to what kind of mixture you're using? I know there's sometimes just salt, there's sometimes a sand and salt mixture, and how are those used differently?
Well, up in the metro area, we pretty much stick to salt because sand would clog the gutters and drains and so forth. Out in the rural area, we use a little bit more sand in the mix because that just winds up on the shoulder, and then out on our rural local roads as well. But up in the metro areas, on the main roads, we pretty much just stick with salt. And, of course, in the subdivision areas, we only salt areas that are particularly hazardous, such as intersections, hills, and curves.
And is a snowstorm like this, we're on track for a record snow, I think 5 more inches in the month of February, and it's a record month in snowfall. Is that a budget buster for any road commission?
Well, it is. We're a little bit ahead of where we'd like to be on our budget usage. We're about 34% used on our 2011 winter maintenance budget, and we're about 30% through the calendar winter, which for us is January to middle of April, and then picks up again end of November to December. But that's about on par because January and February are our heaviest months. If we continue to have this type of weather, though, it could put us a little behind, and that would impact our summer maintenance programs, including paving, patching, and chip sealing.
So from the budget, I mean, there's one pot, and so using it up in the wintertime, like any family budget, takes it from other areas.
That's exactly right. It is one pot of money. It's all our gas tax and vehicle registration revenue, and road maintenance pot is just one big pot, and what we use in the winter takes away from what we have left for the summer.
We're approaching getting into pothole season. We got a little taste of it last week when it hit the 50s for a bit. So is it possible to patch some of those materials that can patch some of those potholes in these winter months as the temperatures are back and forth?
Yeah, last week didn't help because we had a little bit of melting, and that softened our road bases in between these storms here, and that allowed some potholes to drop in. But as soon as the weather clears and the snow is all cleaned up, we'll be back on patching probably late this week or early next week. And, it's the time of year where the back and forth temperatures is really wrecks havoc on roads.
Uh-huh. Could you refresh for some folks, Bill? I have been attended some road commission meetings, so I kind of know where funding for the road commission comes from. But you mentioned it just a moment ago from gas tax and so forth and what the percentages are.
Yes, the gas tax is 19 cents a gallon on the gas and 15 cents a gallon on the diesel, and then, of course, vehicle registration fees. And then you mentioned percentages. What did you mean by that?
I guess I meant numbers. I apologize. I used the wrong word.
Yeah, it's cents per gallon, and that's a key point. It's not a percentage like a sales tax to where if the price of gas goes up, our revenue goes up like it would for a sales tax. We're tied to the gallon. So with people using less gas, driving more fuel-efficient vehicles, and with the downturn of the economy, people are buying less gas. Unfortunately, a lot of folks are still out of work, so they're not commuting or taking vacations. And so that all has the accumulative effect. And, of course, not buying new cars, it all has the accumulative effect of having about a 15 to 20% downturn in our revenue for the last half dozen years.
And yet, of course, costs for materials and so forth go up for you.
Yeah, salt has doubled in the last half dozen years, and maintenance asphalt and our chip sealing materials have all nearly doubled. So it's really impacted our purchasing power.
And of course, like so many other departments, whether it be government or business, you're being asked to do more with less.
Yeah, and less is a key word, and particularly in response to a winter storm. We do have less staff. We've only got about 35 regularly assigned drivers, where years ago they had 45 to 49 drivers. And we have about a half dozen extra drivers, where we used to have about 10 extra drivers. So we used to be able to put a total of about 60 drivers out there, whereas with this storm, on average, we've had about 40 drivers out. And so just that's... about a third less drivers, and it takes that much more time to get all the subdivisions and side roads cleaned up.
Now, are they just asked to put in extra time on the trucks when a storm like this happens then?
Yeah, a lot of extra time, and of course that impacts the budget as well because that's all time and a half. But yeah, they came in early yesterday, 4:30, and worked till I think about 7, and today they came in at 5, and we still have a few of them out working until about 7 this evening.
Well, I know it sounds silly, but I know when I pass them, I wave. I smile and I wave because I'm happy to see them. So.
Well, we appreciate that. Give those plows lots of room. And, yeah, give them a friendly wave. If you appreciate what they're doing, they appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for your time this evening, as always.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate
Very good. Speaking with Bill Conklin, who's Managing Director of the Ingham County Road Commission. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Julie Dusing with the Alzheimer's Association, an interesting program coming up this week that can help patients and their families. And then Doug Carr is here from the Greater Lansing Home Builders and Remodelers Association. Their great show is coming up this weekend, so we'll be here to discuss it and tell you what you can look forward to. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.